Hail Geekly, episode NEP. It's next expansion predictions. There is no number. And with me, as always, is the awesome Jeppy.
Yay, hello.
And our very, very special guest. And spoiler alert, tomorrow's her birthday.
Oh,
what?
It's crazy. Lita.
Hey, guys. Thank you. Thank you for having me along.
So we just thought we'd knock out a very quick some predictions before tomorrow's announcement. We may have even get this out on the lines before the actual announcement.
Oh, my gosh.
Tomorrow's announcement?
Wow.
For me, it's tomorrow. That's right. Yeah. Well, it is tomorrow.
Yeah, it can't be.
What?
It can't be.
Why can't be tomorrow?
Aren't you in the future? It's today for me.
Nine hours and 20 minutes time. It's going to happen. So, you know, it's not that far away.
That's weird that you say it's tomorrow. And
well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen Friday for us.
Morning. Yeah.
But it's happening Thursday for you.
It's 2 a.m. 2 a.m. in the morning for you, Aussies. Mm-hmm. Is it the same for Lita? I thought you were on different time zones.
Only in the summer.
Yeah. Ah, okay. And it's 5 p.m. It's been made for the Europeans because it is in Europe. And it's 9 a.m. in the Pacific, which obviously they mollycoddled the Pacific. And went, oh, go on then. Make it a bit later. We'll have to wait till the end of the day, though.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm surprised the Germans would agree to that. For the Americans, no. That's French, by the way. I don't know why I did that one.
Which is a bit of Italian thrown in, I think.
Yeah. There's always a bit of Italian thrown in.
All right. So anyway. Before we get into the predictions, timing. Is it too soon? Are we ready for it? If they said, okay, beta starts tomorrow, it'll be out in 3 months. Are you ready?
I am not prepared.
I am not prepared, but I have never been prepared for an expansion, even if it's taken 2 years to come in.
True.
None of us have we? We've never said, oh, we're,
one of, you know, one of the things like stuff. One of the things I gauge it by is, have I got max level healers of every class and done some level of raiding on them? And at this point, I haven't even maxed out all my healers. My priest is nowhere near 100. So just from that point of view, nowhere near ready. And then, normally towards the end of the expansion, I spend a whole bunch of time on, you know, things like pet battles and Iron Man tunes and special projects and,
clean up.
There won't be time for any of that.
Well, first of all, we have to, there's a couple of assumptions that we make. There was a lot of talk that there's no way, especially from our American friends, there's no way they would announce at a non-American, as in BlizzCon, convention. There's no way they're going to announce this. Yeah. You know, there was lots of that. And I actually said to Lita, I don't know if she remembers, I said this we were talking in Vent, Wingy as well. I said, I think they are going to, you know, they're going to announce early. It's going to come early. And even somebody as, let's be honest, intelligent as Lita kind of said, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's certainly breaking.
Yeah, it completely surprised me because the track record that everything that Blizzard has done, they've done it through BlizzCon. To them to step out of their comfort zone and say, okay, we're going to do something big by making an announcement at GamesCon, it kind of blows my mind. Because for the 10 years that I've been listening to them, you know, do their announcements, everything's been focused on BlizzCon. So huge that they've done this. Exciting that they're doing it. Too soon? I don't know. Perhaps for my style of play, I feel like I'm not ready, but like you said, Jeppy, am I ever ready? I'm still dealing with mist.
Yeah, exactly. So you're still doing
it. You're still out of time as well.
Yeah, still.
But it's a whole different thing. I mean, the calendar, the schedule that most people seem to go for is the raiding schedule, you know, when the last raid is completed by the majority of the players.
Yeah.
It's time to move on. So you don't have this Ogremar, Siege of Ogremar situation where people are just having to run it because that's the only thing
same
available.
Same raid for you, yeah.
At that
we
level.
We don't want that again, for sure.
But it certainly fits into their, we want to get out expansions yearly. So as a prediction, it could be said, the first prediction would be that not only are they going to announce it later today or in the early hours of your morning. They're also going to say it, and it's going to be it's going to be ready to actually play as a boxable expansion this November or just after.
Yeah.
And that fits in bang on. I don't know why people are surprised by that. That fits in bang on with the yearly expansions.
Yep.
That is bang on. There's no, you know, if they make a promise.
Well, only surprising that they've said that they want to do it and they've never done it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This is not the first time they've said it. Yeah.
That's right. They've been talking about it for at least, I was thinking about this the other day, possibly three or four years that I remember that they've been saying that they wanted to do yearly, and it hasn't come about. So I think it's a good move. To me, I keep thinking, well, it can't be any worse than what they've already done, and we've seen how people have left the game again, and whether it's, you know, primarily through raiding, people get, you know, they've achieved, they've killed the final boss, they're like, yep, okay, I'm done, bring out the next expansion, or I'll be back then. But for us that are still here, still plodding along, doing our crazy little things that we do, I feel like, no, I'm not ready. But I know that
we're in a minority, for sure.
Yeah, 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 exactly. So, they don't cater for us. They cater for, you know, they are catering for a much different, demographic?
Yeah, the younger generation gets bored and stuff a lot more quickly. And they've got to keep those subscription numbers up, and the only way they can do that is a more consistent release of new content.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also that the idea that they don't cater to the casual player, they certainly didn't in this expansion.
Yeah.
They certainly didn't expect the fact that the vast majority of stuff that I'm doing is involving me going back to previous expansions or previous areas for my expansions is proof of that. The fact that I'm willing to carry on paying and upgrading my accounts to the new expansion, yet still not actually do much in the new expansion. Now, I know you're slightly different because you are definitely within the new expansion and you're trying to do many different characters.
Yep.
But we shouldn't really get into this, but the fact that something went wrong, that there was not this retention, that even there were people who would raid, who would come in on a Tuesday and a Thursday, they'd do their raid, but they'd still be happy to carry on subscribing even when that stuff had run out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There would still be, and that has gone, because in the meantime, people aren't flying around Tanan, Draenor, or they find nothing to do in the new stuff. So there's certainly on something wrong there, which they need to address in this new expansion. But as far as lack of flying, a lot of due to that.
But you know, let's not go there.
No, because this is supposed to be about 20, 30 minutes at the most.
We're already halfway through our time allotment. We're still on the first item, so let's move along. So in terms of time frame for release, you reckon soon after BlizzCon?
I would be stunned if they would push this announcement forward to now rather than at BlizzCon, and then still say, oh, we won't see it till the following November.
Sure.
or even June, July. Mm. I mean, that would just cause lots of chaos.
So what, almost, given that they do need, you know, some number of months, typically 6 months for a beta period, you're saying beta pretty much pretty soon after this announcement?
I would say, yeah. I would say that Friends and Family may even be going on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Alpha certainly is going on. They've been working. One thing they definitely seem to have done is they retooled the way they do things. And instead of working on one expansion, getting out and then starting on the next expansion, they've been working on, said this before, two or three expansions as well.
Hmm.
So they must have a pretty massive team. I think in the call they just did for their Q2, they said they've got more people working on WoW than they've ever had before. So I think what they did is they went from the Warlords development, they skeleton crewed that, and then they moved them all on to this new expansion. And they've done that. That's over a year in reality, isn't it? So I think we have said this in the past, haven't we? We've said this in the past, but they have to be much further along than we suspect. They have to be. Otherwise, because what they can come on stage to do, and they can say, listen, Warlords was just a bridging expansion. That's what it was. It was a bridging expansion. It was to get us into the idea of the timey-wimey stuff And now this is the expansion we've been working on. This is the meat. You've just had a bit of bread.
Don't want more Tommy Wimey stuff in the next one. All right. Okay. So that's the next. So that's the next thing. With title and theme. What's the theme going to be for the next expansion? Oh. What's your guess, Lita?
Okay. I'm thinking Naga, Shara. I'm thinking something a bit, sea-ish.
Yep.
Nagarish.
Sea. Carry on our naval boats. Abilities.
No, God, no.
South-sea-ish.
Possibly. I don't know. There's so much. I don't think it'll be Emerald Dream. We've wanted Emerald Dream for way too long. I don't think we're ever going to get an Emerald Dream.
I think we will, but I think it'll be like one of the last ones.
Possibly, yeah.
It's
but
kind
at
of
the
going
moment,
round in circle, isn't it? Yeah.
So I that's my thought is it won't be Emerald Dream, but as to what it'll be, I'm kind of leaning towards Ashara and possibly Naga.
Yeah.
That certainly seems to be one of the abiding possible.
One of the more popular theories out there. And it all sounds like it makes sense. But at the same time, I would love to be surprised and find that it's got nothing to do with that at all.
Yeah.
Completely new storyline.
Yeah.
Completely new group of people. Now, what they've kind of done is they've kind of given themselves a million possibilities. Whereas before we kind of thought, well, things have to move on to a certain degree. We had a storyline to follow, which is sort of set down in the RTSs.
Mm-hmm.
But with, and I know you're going to hate this, but with the timey-wimey stuff, they do have the ability to go back, further back, forward, whatever. They bounce around aspect stuff. You know, they've got the ability to.
Parallel worlds is infinite. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Exactly. It could be anything. And also, there's a serious lack of space available on the world that we currently have. They keep finding these islands, but at a certain point, it's like, okay, doesn't anybody navigate? What the hell's going on? Somebody needs to get out there and do a
program. We've only seen one side of the globe. What's on the other side of the globe? Spin it around.
That's right.
Yeah, what's going on the other side? see, this is my dream theme, and you're going to hate it, but this is my dream theme.
Okay.
The bridging content that goes between Warlords and goes to the next expansion, there will be some sort of shattering of time. The Bronze Dragons will be up to some nasty mischief. There'll be some shattering of time, and there'll be some sort of nexus. God forbid they reuse that word, but there you go. And your task within this particular expansion will be to go to those different areas of time, and they'll all be within the Warcraft universe or Warcraft timeline,
mm-hmm.
and fix things that have been messed about with. So you'll be refacing the Lich King. You'll be getting out and about and looking at all the stuff that happened in Orcs versus humans. You'll
so
be
the
doing
new class will be Time Lord.
The new class
Doctor Who
will be Time Lord. And
we
we'll
just,
be able to get,
we just
we'll
5
find
million
to get
characters
TARDIS.
Called Doctor Who. And the only amount, the only amount you've got is the TARDIS.
I've already got different names to decide.
Achievement will be exterminate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
the new playable race.
Daleks.
Daleks.
Daleks. That would be fantastic. Goblin Daleks. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of way out there, I think. But there's a title floating around. What was it? The Council of Glades or... Off Glades. Okay. It's one of these things, you know, that they have to register different IP names instead of trademarks. And they did register that one relatively recently, or so it seems. But then they also registered that Corgi one, didn't they? So we're not sure about
that. Yeah, no, I think they've spotted that people are watching what they register, and they're going to register red herrings left, right, and centre.
Red
herring. Yeah. And that's the thing as well. If you go onto MMO Champion and the forums, the amount of this is the official leak. The official leak is this. And nobody really knows. And I'm kind of like a share. I'd like them to come on stage and go, you have no idea. You had no idea. Nobody got it right.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is what it's going to be. And then for everybody to have a surprise, instead of loads of people going, oh, yeah, I told you so.
It's the Goblin King. It's all about goblins. Yeah.
As far as title goes, there's also some theories roaming around that they're going to drop the worlds off world off and go back just to playing Warcraft.
Oh.
Because I'm not 100% sure. Yeah. And have some sort of overlap between that and the movie, and also to have Warcraft mobile areas and maybe even another RTS. Who knows? I don't know. But
wow.
Mm. Okay.
That's some radical posturing. All right. Level cap. Easy one.
Ooh, 110, do you reckon?
110.
Oh, yeah, I think so. But it seems so weird. 110. Like, we just made it to 100. It's kind of like I want 150. I know, that's crazy. But, yeah, I think they need to give us 10 levels. This given us 5 level.
They need to give us 10 solid levels as well.
Yeah.
They need to give us 10 levels that take us, you know, 10 months to get. But
yeah,
they need to give us 10 levels that feel like the 60 levels that you did when you first played one.
Yeah, back like vanilla when it was like
maybe not as grindy.
Yeah,
but still, they needed, because I think, I don't know if you agree, but I found those Warlords levels fantastic, gorgeous, really immersive, and then bang, it's over.
Mm.
Yeah,
and you're like, that's my funnest part, and that's
I love that alts can have, you know, heirlooms and potions of acceleration and everything else to speed it up. But I think your first turn should be slow. It should be really hard to get to the next level cap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All righty.
Before you move on, there's the other thing. Is they can just get rid of levels altogether, and that they can use the leveling process, as it were, just to add to your character. As opposed to
stuck at 100.
It's hard to break away from that particular thing unless you completely rejig the whole system. But it's not unknown to have happened. There are other MMOs which, instead of once you get to a level 100, you then have, for want of a better word, another 100 levels of character improvement.
Right.
Yeah.
Which are much more non-linear. So if you want to be an arch healer, you go down the arch healer. If you want to be a more of a mixed healer sort of fighter, you know, you'd go down another route, but you choose the route to have, and you pick and, you know, it's a pick and mix kind of thing.
So more like the tree style talents that we used to have, because I enjoyed that a lot better than I enjoy this talent tree. So I wouldn't be against that. That'd be fine by me.
Yeah.
So there's two themes that are going to come out over this announcement, whether Blizzard improve upon the route that they've always taken, and it's just an iteration of their current stance and leveling and so on and so forth. Or they just go, bang, this is a radical change. It's now called Warcraft. There's no leveling. Boom, 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 boom. It's just a whole massive new mechanism. Just to, because what they're also trying to do is bring in a lot of new players as well.
Yeah.
Which they have to do.
Because there's just too much competition now. And people look at it and go, it's a 10-year-old game, and they're not going to get that. So I'd love it if they made radical changes like that. But, you know, WoW is not their only baby anymore, I don't think they feel like they need to take those risks and do those changes when they can just put resources into other games and make money that way.
That's true. Okay. Cool.
So it's based around the title and the theme, obviously, but what races are going to get focused on? So this expansion is obviously very horde-centric, so I'm feeling like the next one needs to have some alliance focus on it. So, you know, Night Elves and Ashara would lean that way.
I mean, this isn't horde focused, it's orc focused.
True.
I mean, it'd be kind of cool if it was more spread across the orcs. I mean, the trolls need a bit of love, I think.
Yeah, there was no troll done. So one of the leaks in air quotes was pointed out that there was no troll dungeons this expansion. So
yeah.
Having some troll history
we've not explored. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would certainly see them slipping towards Alliance. I can see that. They've got a little bit of flack from not necessarily giving us a crap about, we're helping out the orcs really. We're not, you know.
Yeah.
There's no real Alliance stuff going on. But at the same time, you know, maybe make it a lot more broader. Make us not have to say, well, it's a such and such expansion. You know, maybe the theory that we've got to the point where the big baddies are so bad that we have to work together constantly. There's no distinction. Again, a very radical thing.
Yeah, big radical change. Yeah.
So I'm really looking for that radical. What about you, Lisa? Yeah.
I think it would be nice to have a bit of alliance focus, as in from the Horde perspective, considering my main's Horde, to look at it as coming across, because with Drenor being so orc focused, it just feels like I'm beating up on my own guys as opposed to, bringing perhaps that whole level of dirty, rotten alliance. You know what? I've got to go and help. Sorry. I've got to go, and doing things to, whether it is help or undermine, they could look at Horde and go, okay, yes, we'll make it alliance focused. However, Horde's over here doing little funny things. It's like, we're not going to help them. We're going to do our thing that will be better off for the Horde, but it kind of runs alongside of helping Alliance without actually helping Alliance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Still staying distinct and separate.
Just the same
goal kind of thing.
To bring back to that whole, well, we're Horde, we're Alliance, but yes, this focus might be Alliance focus, but still to keep that separate of, Alliance is thinking dirty, rotten scum Horde, and Horde's thinking, you're dirty, rotten Alliance, and still keeping that kind of integral hatred that started off back in vanilla, where you're like, oh, you play Alliance. Oh my God. That whole thing, but bring the common thread of Horde is kind of working, but they're doing it for themselves.
Subterfuge.
Yeah, whereas the Alliance is probably like, oh, well, we're trying to do the better for everyone because we're looking hippies. Hippies.
So you're all about the hate and the division.
Just to bring a bit
together.
Like that, not the hatred, but the that passionate of, what, we've really got to help them? And then, having it maybe the focus of, well, if you don't help them, you're not going to survive, or you're not going to. Yeah. So it's like, well, what are we going to do? Not necessarily have Vol'jin or Bane talking to Jaina, like Thrall and Jaina used to talk back in, back in the day, but kind of have Bane, whether there's, again, a focus on bringing Bane forward as being that sort of that peace maker of the Horde, saying, well, come on, we need to, for us to survive as a, as a faction.
As a planet, though, but it's the balance that you have. Depending upon how bad the big baddie is, depends upon how much you have to work together. And as far as I can tell from, even Lich King, Deathwing, all these baddies. Grosh was the baddie in Pandaria. He just happened to be on Horde's side.
Sure.
He was still the baddie because eventually they all clubbed together and they had a go at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it's interesting. There hasn't been an expansion where we've been pitched against each other since vanilla. Burning Crusade was the Burning Legion. If you were looking at a linear timeline, there would be a certain point where they're going, well, while we're beating each other up, the baddies are back at our place and kicking the crap out of it. So, you need to come together. It wouldn't gel intellectually for us to suddenly, unless there was some reason why we had to now become pitted against each other. Now the big baddie might be us, kind of thing, on either side. So you don't know, but I don't know.
Mm.
What about you?
All right. Let's move along because we're already way over time.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm blaming you.
We're not editing, are we? We're just going to slap
no,
this
no, it's, out. This is it. So it's raw.
This is it. Certainly.
A new race. What are we going to get? Is a new playable race. Any new playable race?
We'll do. I don't think we'll get a new race.
Later.
I would like Naga, and I would like Murlocs. Okay. That's my fantasy.
Merlocks.
So I kind of do like the idea of that, Merlocks and Naga.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. So when you say things like that, I think, well, although the boots would be horrible. I mean, geez.
Arakoa,
yeah. Ogres, yeah.
But yeah, I don't think we'll get a new race.
Yeah.
I don't think there's room for one. There's a certain point where you're like, we've had them, you know. It doesn't really add to the game. No. Especially if that new race comes in and takes up all the classes that are currently available.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, if the race is not that important anymore.
If they said, you know, do you want a new race or a new class? Surely majority of people are going to say new class.
Yeah.
New class, definitely.
So a new class? Yep. What's the new class going to be?
Shadow Hunter would be cool.
Shadow Hunter or Demon Hunter.
Hunter, yeah.
Hmm.
Something
well,
Hunter.
Well, we've got Shadow Hunters in the game because we're dealing with them in Tanan at the moment. Like in Volma,
yeah,
I go and get a quest from Shadow Hunter, what's his name? Danani or something. So we've already got the Shadow Hunters currently.
Yep.
Bolton's a Shadow Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking just purely in terms of balancing out gear, I'm thinking it will be a male-wearing class. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Shadow Hunter fits that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Again, it kind of depends upon the baddie we're facing. I mean, if we're facing demons, if it's Burning Legion, and a lot of people do seem to suggest that it's just an ongoing attack from the Burning Legion again. It follows on from the Archimon and all that stuff. Demon Hunter, just, you know, dual wielding, magic using hunter. Come on.
Yeah. Souls.
Demon pets. Oh, suck a few souls. Come on.
And there has to be a healing spec in it as well.
Yeah.
No, no. In order to get the new class, they're going to get rid of warlocks.
Wait.
May as well. We can't do jack shit at the moment. Yeah.
Basically, the new class for warlocks will be bank alt.
Yeah.
No.
Pretty much. I'll just be happy if my warlock, when I try really, really hard, can do more DPS than my hunter can when he just auto shots.
Yeah. He's reading the paper and he's auto shotting his pets doing some damage.
Yeah. New profession?
Ooh. It's a tough one because the current professions aren't really doing it.
No.
But.
I don't want a new profession, but I want them to fix professions because I just feel like they're broken.
Agreed.
Complete overhaul of professions.
Yep.
Kind of memory, tabula rasa, get clean slate, forget what happened in Warlords. just start it again. And don't even have to think about the lore. Just forget about what happened there. Just start it again. Make them relevant again.
Yeah.
Something that you need. So, you know, not that you need to have a profession, but that if you have a profession, you have some sort of bonus. There's some sort of perk to having a profession. It's not just I've got two slots, I should fill them.
Yeah, I don't understand why they took away a profession.
That was hideous.
Yeah.
Of all the things that Warlords has done damage to, professions has to be high on the list.
Oh, yeah. Top
goodness.
Five for sure. Hmm.
Yeah. Now, if there's a new profession, I would like something that would be some sort of salvage type profession where all the goods, like, something that would be able to say unsoul bound certain things and suck things out of them.
Oh yeah.
Remapped. You know, there'd always be there'd be a loss, but how many thousands of items are there floating around? Salvaging, like going around old world stuff and picking up bits and pieces and combining them together to make new world or new expansion items. Mm. Oh my goodness. Not only would it get loads of people out into the old world, it would also be a way of clearing out of starting again, where people I'm sure you're exactly the same as me. In fact, I know you're sure exactly the same as me. Tons of stuff just sitting around in the bank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's got no use currently. You don't really want to get rid of it because, you know, vending it seems like you failed. But at the same time, it could all be used. It could be thrown into a pot. It could be mixed with this, mixed with that, a couple of old world herbs, a couple of bits of metal, a couple of bits of fur. Boom, you've got yourself your new world herb. Boom. What fantastic. That would be fantastic. Hmm. I don't think it's going to happen necessarily because it is a big, big change.
Yeah.
But, and the the ability that when you've learned a profession, like you used to do with the specialities in engineering and charting and that type of thing, that you're able to do some sort of quest line that instead of having to start one again.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, once yeah. Once we've, what are we going to be up to?
800 maybe.
800 yeah, probably
around there. So yeah, I mean that's no, too far to start from one without some sort of booster.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they've obviously got a very fast lane to do it now with Warlords, because you just do it for your shack. But don't make it slow and hideous, but don't make it just a daily thing that you just click on a button and then you've gone up 5 points.
Yeah.
Get people out and about and doing stuff and really, you know, getting them out in the world. Everything, by the way, in this expansion should include out in the world.
Yes.
Yeah. They could base it on Dark Moon Fair, so you have to go to Dark Moon Fair every month and just get your 5 skill points.
Make it 50 on the
app. Sorry. Yeah.
They could do, but don't, I mean, if you're going to go, if you're going to add 100 levels to a profession, make it worthwhile. It's just a number at the moment.
Yeah.
It makes
no
difference. At the moment, I can make it 600, I can make it 700.
Yeah.
It's no difference.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a number. When I get to 700, no collapsing goes off and goes, congratulations, now you can make such and such an Uber item.
Yeah.
I always, what are you making that to get to 700? So they need, if they've, all these people that are supposedly working at Blizzard on Warcraft, they better be 500 of them working on professions. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So we want to be out in the world. We don't want to be in our garrison. So what's the next expansion's garrison going to be? What's that big creature that's going to be earth-shattering and wonderful, and then we'll love it for 2 months and then hate it for eternity?
we'll love it right up to the moment we have to use it.
And it'd be cool if they gave us our followers followed us. I mean, not necessarily the garrison back in Old World, but, you know, all the followers that we've pertained could, you know, somehow come with us to a degree. But also, what about the actual player housing? As in, whether they make it a bigger, like a guild feature,
mm-hmm.
or a friend, you're in my party, so we could, you know, have, I don't know, some sort of... Some sort of
phased area. I mean, the garrison is kind of nice for that. I would like to see some of the technology that they've put into garrisons carried forward, but you know, not garrisons per se.
Mm. See, the movement away from garrison to whatever is next.
Yeah.
There's a kind of a feeling in the back of my mind that they'll just go, forget garrisons, gone.
Yeah.
And there will be no.
Scrap the whole lot, yeah.
Because it didn't. Very almost within the first few weeks, they were saying it wouldn't go through to the next expansion.
Yeah,
there was one of the big gigs was saying that. You know, so they obviously didn't have a massive amount of faith. I think at some point
they were saying it even before we decided that we hated it.
Yeah. The problem is, of course, during the launch, it was hideous, wasn't it? One thing that was constantly being blamed for all the hassle, which of course was not true, was the garrison, because
the garrison instance
phasing. Yeah.
The phasing and the earthing and those servers weren't very reliable.
No, so that put a bad taste in everybody's mouth before they even got into the garrison.
Yeah.
But as far as big feature, I don't know. Again, it's very dependent upon the type of expansion we're going to get.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, it's going to be based upon the world we're in, what we're actually having to do. I don't think there'll ever be a fixed point, an individual fixed point for people anymore. They really do need to think about a nice big shared area, a city, not Ashran or whatever the hell that place is, a bit outside Ashran, because that's you go there, do your stuff, and get out.
Yeah, I want another Dalaran.
Yeah,
everyone goes to.
Yeah, agreed.
You want a big, and what you really want, what would be so fantastic, is a place which is built by everybody helping out. Kind of a Gates of Ankh-Morash type thing, but at the end of it, instead of having some nasty gates, you have a city.
A city. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, I like that.
you want, again, you want people coming together, you want people out in the world collecting stuff, you want people doing things in unison with other people. You don't want to make this such a solo game, which I think it certainly has become for a lot of people. Either a solo game or a very small group game. And you want some working towards something. You want to see progression. And if that progression, for Encourage, I mean, I don't know if you remember Encourage, but it felt like you were really, really, really doing stuff, that you were really getting things done, that you were adding to it. And I used to jump onto, when they were in this situation where they were creating new servers every now and then, new realms, I used to jump onto them when they said the gates were closed, because you could relive it.
Right. Yep.
They used to open up realms and they would say, Encourage is closed.
Closed, yep. Go do it.
Go on, do it yourself. So yeah, and that kind of thing they did with the Corcoran, you know, going out and getting bits and pieces, and but bigger and better and more immersive, you know, that what you're doing actually makes, you know, that you can look at makes a tower in the city and say, I helped build that. You know, you'll see those emeralds up the top there. I got those ones. Or whatever, you know, something nice. That'd be cool.
Okay. Legendary slot. Easy one. What's going to be the next legendary slot?
Oh, they need to it so much.
Pants.
Pants. Legendary pants.
Legendary pants. Yeah.
Legendary pants.
Belt.
Boots.
Legendary belt. Boots.
Boots. Boots that you can click like the red shoes in Arizan. And they take you home.
Halfstone boots. I don't... Okay. Legendary just... If it's not a weapon, it just doesn't seem right. I don't know. All these rings and things, it just doesn't seem right. But the trouble with the weapon...
Legendary helm, maybe.
Helm, yeah. Yeah.
That would be cool. Yeah.
Something more distinctive than a ring.
Or bring back the priest staff. Anathema. What was it?
Yeah.
What was the flip side of that?
I can't remember.
It actually changes. You can actually toggle what it does. That was awesome.
Yeah.
See, if they were thinking more broadly, they could do
benediction.
It would be a legend. Yeah. It'd be a legendary weapon, or it'd be a legendary item, which you can forge into something useful for your class.
Right. Yep.
It would be, you know, legendary, you know. Truer than the true gold. Whatever it is. The end result is something that you can then take along to a forger and they can turn it into a sword or a belt or whatever you want it to have. And it would be, you would choose the final, you know, version or whatever it's going to be. Because the whole, the worst thing about, I mean, I know what they did. Of course, they said legendary, that's fine because a ring, a cloak, it's all going to be usable by everybody. But at the same time, it's like, really?
Fair enough. All right. Desirables. What are some of your big ticket items? Or that could even be small tickets that you'd really like to just get fixed. What do you want to see?
Tabard. I need to get rid of all my tabards that I can't get rid of because they're the one-off stuff. So tab would be awesome. And a transmog wardrobe thing of where I don't have to keep all my clothes in the void storage because I've got no room, but that I can go to, you know, to go, okay, yes, at some stage I have picked that item up.
Yep.
And I would like to now transmog it.
Yeah, you shouldn't need to keep the item. Once you've found it and learnt it, you shouldn't need it anymore.
Exactly.
That'd be awesome.
But what distinguishes transmog from armor? And when is it armor? When is it transmog?
When you're only keeping it because of what it looks like and not because of the...
So you'd be a specific... When you learn a piece of armor, you'd specifically say, well, this is now transmog.
If you delete a piece of armor,
it becomes heirloom after one.
If you delete a piece of armor, you can still use it. You can still transmog something to it.
Yeah.
On that character.
Yes.
Yes.
Not shared across all your alts.
No, it doesn't have to be shared.
Okay. Because that's what I was thinking. I was thinking a central place where you would have all your transmog stuff that would be available to all your alts.
That would be cool, but I think that's like
taking
living
it further. Yeah.
What, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe a stepping stone is the transmog for your individuals, and then maybe later on. Because what I would like to see, you've also got a bigger backpack in there, which is, I can't believe they can't do that. But anyway, it would, that would be cool, just for starting characters. But what I'd like to see is a definite idea that you are among, with your alts, your team, and that there's a share. At the moment, most people who have alts and want to have some sort of storage for them have to create a guild.
Yep.
And therefore have all their bits and bobs in there. And then, and actually it's not technically available unless you go physically into the guild and pull them out. So I would like, as they do in other MMOs, an area where you can store stuff that is then available to all your alts.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a bank. It might even be part of your backpack. Yep. But just an area where you stick it in there, and then when you log into another alt, it's available to them there as well.
I mean, and they kind of can do that because, I mean, they've got account-wide stuff, so it's not like they don't have the technology.
Yeah.
But they have account-wide stuff, like, you mean like heirlooms, pets, and that type of thing?
There's account-wide items that drop. There's heirlooms. There are. Yeah, there's all the collection tabs.
You have to physically send them to the character.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yep.
You're quite right. I've got a lovely wolf mask helm that I like to use on characters, but I have to take it off one and give it to the other one.
Yeah.
And then when I want him to come out, I go take it back and give it to the other one. So, yeah. But there is a heck of a lot of those sort of nice for life kind of things that they could easily do. I mean, tab by tab, surely that's a tick of a button and bang, bang, bang.
Surely.
And a lot of people are going to go, because things, don't you feel that sometimes when you feel cluttered, there's a frustration to it of the clutter. And you kind of think, I know what, I remember collecting these tab bars. I remember the joy of getting one. It's just gathering dust.
Mm.
It's just not being used. And it would be fantastic to do that. Yeah. I agree, definitely. And seemingly not a big item. Not, you know. No. Yeah.
No. Do you want your pet levels to have higher levels? Pet levels got to 30?
No. Nope.
No.
Nope. I'm happy with 25. I just want more pets.
More pets.
And they need to increase the maximum level of pets that you can have. 1,000 is not enough.
No.
It needs to be more.
It isn't. It's getting close to the point where you do need more spaces.
Yeah,
you do.
They need to up it.
Yep. Definitely. I'd like to see scenarios come back. I like scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Small chunks of content kind of fits into the ongoing storyline.
Yep.
But it's something you can just step into and sort out.
Yep. A lot quicker, not having to find heals and tanks.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah.
Yep.
Surprised they got rid of that, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. More slots per realm. Or just remove it. What's this? 11 characters per realm and 50 characters per account. I mean, why? Why? Just get rid of it.
Yeah,
forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it. I can have as many characters on a realm as I want. You know, double it. It should be 100 toons per per account at least.
Yeah. I think if they're going to bring in a new class, they have to do that because people are slotted. They're not going to get part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're going to have to make decisions about destroying characters. So they're going to have to, like they did with the DK. But I don't know this. I don't know why they do that. I mean, some MMOs let you have two characters.
Yeah.
And then if you want any more, you have to pay for them.
Hmm.
You know, my fear is that they'll say, yeah, you can have more, but it's going to be an extra cost.
All right. Fair enough.
Fine. But, one of the things that, of course, it would do is it would kind of avoid the necessity to have more than one account. I mean, if I had 50 on one account, No, not really. I mean, you know, would you ever have more than two, though? Because unless you're triple boxing, quad boxing, or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a boxer, that's a different thing.
If you're a boxer, then I mean, you know, I think most multi boxers have two. I don't think, you know, the percentage of people that have more than two accounts would be pretty low.
Really? No, you're right.
There's you and four other people.
No, you're quite right.
Yeah. Okay, cost. It's going to go up again.
No, I don't think so. I think they're going to be smart this time around. I think they're not going to. I think there's going to be a way off them giving it to you for free.
Ooh, okay.
I think there's either going to be a potential to buy it within game gold.
Ooh.
Or Again, that's a bit of a problem because in order for them to make money, they still have to have somebody buy them buy the token on the other side of the event.
Yeah.
So they would lose money on that occasion.
Yeah.
And also it would upset all those people that don't have in-game gold, which actually I would say is quite a lot of people.
Mm.
So they would feel hard done by, oh, it's very grateful those people sit their ass all day making gold. But I think that if they're looking at a November release, they could easily do a 5 or 6 month dudaki like they did with the annual pass. And they say at the end of that, you'll get the expansion for free. I think there's going to be some way. They're certainly not going to charge more because, for goodness sake, that was ridiculous that there was an increase at all. Yeah. But I think they are definitely going to find...
Increased and the shortest expansion ever.
Yeah.
They would get kicked. Tom Chilton would not get out of that hole. But I think regardless, they'll be a way of paying for it.
Yeah, I think you're right with the whole annual pass thing, or they'll tie it into some other game to try and get cross-pollination to get you to play Heroes of the Storm or
Overwatch, just the PTR.
Overwatch, yeah. You go, okay, you buy that game and you get the next WoW expansion for free.
Yeah. No, I can certainly see them doing that. Yeah, and it would be very welcome.
Indeed.
Because it just feels like we got robbed. I did. I got freaking 7 of them.
Oh, God.
I got robbed.
Boosts, level 100 boosts. You're going to get just one level 100 boost with the expansion for free, you reckon?
Yeah, I kind of think they will do that. Either they'll do that or they'll spend... Or they'll be putting in loads of mechanisms between now and when it launches to get you to 100. There'll be a much more fluid way of doing that.
Yeah.
Now, whether they announce today, give us a date, I don't know if they'll give us a date, but hopefully they'll give us some sort of indication of when it's due to come out. And then they say, if you pre-order now, we'll give you 100.
We'll give you 100 now.
I don't know.
And a mount and a pet. And a mount and a pet. Yep. As well.
There we go. So,
what they need to be careful of, when they do the whatever their collector's edition version is digitally, don't give us a flying mount. Jesus Christ. Give us a tank or something. Give us a generally available multi-carry.
Give us a 4-seat ground mount.
Oh, yeah.
5-seat.
Definitely.
Yeah, 5-seat.
It doesn't even have to be 5-seat.
Right off to the dungeon with the whole party.
Yeah.
Give us back Have Group Will Travel.
Oh, yeah.
There's all that sort of thing they could do. They could all do. There's loads of these little things where they could just go.
We'll just flick that switch back on.
Yeah.
Do you remember we had the theory that they said they were going to get rid of flying in order, but they had already decided that they were going to do the grind in order for you to earn flying. But in order for people to be accepting of that and not rioting, they pretended to get rid of flying and then give it back with this grind they had already proposed to do. Now, just imagine if Warlords was that. Warlords was the horse that they sent, the nasty nag that you show to the buyer and make them buy before you sell them at an exorbitant price the fantastic golden shiny mount. The only reason I don't buy into sort of those theories is it seems to take too much thought on the part of the people doing it, which I don't necessarily imbue with. But, you know, pure psychologically, you know, it's like when you haven't had food for a long time, that a basic cracker tastes fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like the more you're starving, the more you can get away with giving people to eat and make them feel fantastic, even though it's so bland and nasty. So it'll be interesting. But it's going to be fantastic.
Excellent. All right, final. We've got a mere 32 seconds and two are only 40 minutes over what we said we were going to do. final words?
Can't wait. Excited.
I'm super excited. I just hope that this is not an overhyped, underdelivered expansion. I think Warlords suffered because it was incredibly hyped. And actually, on paper, it looked absolutely fantastic.
Mm. Yep.
It looked gorgeous on paper. But yet, all the tiny little bits that didn't get to fruition, all the tiny little bits that didn't happen, Caribor, the other various bits and bobs, moving your garrison around, this type of thing, just didn't happen. And so those bits were missing and the whole thing didn't pan out. So I want them to be honest, basically. I want them to say, this is the expansion. This is what we're going to do, as opposed to what we hope to do. Hopefully they're so far along in the development, they don't have to make promises that they're not able to keep later on.
Yep.
That would be a disaster.
Dance Studio.
Yeah, so I would definitely Dance Studio. Yeah. I would definitely want a nice, fully laid out, fledged expansion. I want them to have done a lot of work on it before they come and do any announcement.
Excellent. Yes, definitely on the side of under promise, over deliver. And they say they've learnt from all the mistakes and the errors and everything in this expansion. I just hope that that's true and that they do come true on delivering something that everybody's going to love.
Yeah.
Yep. And, just to break down this horrible, constant, circular hate thing that's going on at the moment, this nasty, pervasive, it's happening in the community, not trusting them and all this, and it needs to get all that credit back.
Alrighty. Well, now there was 9 hours to it. Now there's 2 hours, and then
it's on now.
It's on now. We might as well just stay. Do it live. All right. Thanks, guys, for joining me. Thank you, Lita. Thank you, Jeppy.
Thank you,
Asher.
Thanks, guys.
We'll slap this up, and we'll do it again tomorrow, and say we're completely wrong about everything.
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 All right. Bye.
Awesome. Bye. Bye.